Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Focus on Albany. My guest today is Zach Simpson, and he's here to give us an update on the Uptown Neighborhood Cooperative Initiative. So, Zach, it's been a while since we spoke. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Cynthia. Thank you for asking. How are you today in this beautiful sunny day?
It is beautiful and sunny out, isn't it? I'm a little under the weather, but that's okay. So, you know, you've been still active in the community. What's going on with the Uptown Neighborhood Cooperative?
Well, for your listeners, so my name is Zach Simpson, and I am the founder and coordinator of the Uptown Neighborhood Cooperative, which is a 5-neighborhood-wide community collaborative that meets every month via the Zoom conference because of COVID-19. I kicked off this new group back in early May after, you know, COVID hit. And I really wanted to do something that would unite several neighborhoods and, you know, create an opportunity for folks to, you know, exchange ideas, report problems, and, have a good sense of community. So we've been meeting every month. And so we've been officially live for now 6 months. We've been doing a lot of different things. We've been using the City of Albany's CCLIC 6 reporting tool to report a variety of different issues in the neighborhoods, like potholes, sidewalk problems, dead or diseased trees. We report issues with road signs, issues with street markings like crosswalks that are worn away. We report those. We report streetlights that are out. So basically anything that we need help from the certain city departments, we report. And I believe as of this month's report, we've submitted over 450 issues in all 5 of our neighborhoods. So that's really good. We're also doing other things. We've been doing what are called pop-up cleanups, where we're like less than 48 hours notice, I put out, a flyer on Facebook, the Nextdoor app, telling people, you know, a location that needs some tender love and care. Like we did one for Woodlawn Park. We also did a pop-up for Swinburne Park, as well as other targeted areas here in the city, just to give the city a little bit extra hand at this time, because I know that departments are running several people short, especially Department of General Services. So we've been doing the pop-up cleanups, which has gotten a really a good response. Channel 10, Channel 13 covered the events. So, you know, that's really a great thing. So we're staying busy.
So how many people usually participate in each meeting on Zoom?
I think it's ranged actually between, you know, 20-something upwards of, I think our first or second meeting had almost 40 participants in the Zoom conference.
Oh, wow. That's good. And it's from, there's a diversity of participants?
Yes. So we get participants from all 5 of the neighborhoods, and the 5 neighborhoods that are part of the program include Beverwyck, Melrose, Upper Washington, Eagle Hill, and also Pine Bush. So we get residents from all 5 of those neighborhoods, as well as local officials, neighborhood association leaders, but also recently we're starting to get folks outside of the five neighborhoods. There was one gentleman that called in from, he lives right on the Albany-Gilderland border. So he actually is in the town of Gilderland. And he was kind of funny because he was a little hesitant about, you know, was it this the right, you know, meeting for him? And I said, absolutely. I said, it's open to anybody who wants to participate. And you don't have to just live in the five neighborhoods to, you know, get the information that we share with folks. It's good for anybody that's in the city to listen in.
So you think this will make a difference in the local races this coming year?
As far as the work that we're doing, well, you know, as next year ramps up, you know, one thing that I have thought about is to do my own sort of political candidates forums. If there's going to be, you know, competing candidates, I would be more than happy to, you know, lead up like a community forum, even a debate, because I think that would be beneficial. Especially in the age of COVID, it's hard to have large groups together. So I think candidates are really going to have to be well-versed in the use of alternative means such as Zoom, such as WebEx, and whatnot.
You've been doing community organizing for quite a while, and last March COVID hit. Has that made a big difference in the way you deal with the community?
Absolutely. I got to tell you, when COVID started, I got a lot more busier because it was in early April when, you know, Centers for Disease Control started recommending face coverings because of COVID-19. That's when I started actually delivering masks to people's doorsteps. It started out with, you know, like medical masks. I handed out medical masks. And then I started reaching out to different entities. I reached out to the Albany County Sheriff's Department. I reached out to the Capital Region Organizations Active in Disaster. And I also reached out to other government officials to try and see if they had any additional supply of masks and hand sanitizers. And that's how I really started, you know, kind of being creative. And that's how I kept my supply coming in, was thinking outside the box, reaching out to people, even if, you know, I thought they may not have them, I still did it. And fortunately, I didn't have anything extra. I mean, it was about 2 months of steady deliveries of supplies to people's doorsteps through, you know, April and May into early June. But COVID is definitely COVID-19 has definitely sped up a lot of, you know, the things I need to do in the community.
So, you know, we're just a couple of weeks away, as we speak, from the presidential election. And given the fact that the calendar for getting petitions and, you know, campaigning is different than it has been in years past, the local races are just around the corner. Do you think what you're doing is going to make an impact on candidates and issues in the city of Albany?
You're asking if what I'm doing is going to impact candidates?
Impact the campaign, you know, at large. I mean, it's going to...
Well, I think if you're a candidate next year running for office, it would be good to keep an eye on what the cooperative is doing, and certainly you know, pitch in, lend a hand when we're doing stuff like cleaning up the neighborhoods, when we're, you know, because winter's coming. I'm sure we're going to jump in and help out seniors with, you know, shoveling their sidewalks. So there's a lot of things to do where I think if you are running for office, if you really want to engage with the community, meet new people, and really, you know, sell yourself, I think it would be good to keep track of what the cooperative is doing and help us out. Absolutely.
So how much of the city is your initiative involved in? I mean, there's other parts of the city that aren't represented by this, right? What parts of the city needs organizing?
So we are five neighborhoods in the uptown neighborhoods. So we're up in wards 11, 12, 14, and 15. And, you know, long term, I think the downtown neighborhoods could use something similar to the Uptown Cooperative. Because, you know, there are issues in the city, you know, all over with, you know, infrastructure, with, you know, issues with, you know, absentee landlords and, you know, potentially hazardous situations. So I think the downtown would really benefit from something similar because, you know, they could use a lot of our help, especially with, you know, vacant buildings and overgrown parcels. And, you know, so I think it just doesn't have to work for Uptown. I think it could work all over this type of model.
You represent Uptown, the Uptown neighborhood. But there's a horrific problem in the city of Albany, as in other parts of the country, and that's gun violence. Have you dealt with that issue at all?
Through the cooperative, we have discussed it. Absolutely. And I've discussed it, you know, at CANA, because I'm part of Council of Albany Neighborhood Associations. Yeah, it's a very, very difficult situation that we have been in. It's been a horrible year for the city, just with, you know, the rate of gun violence. And, you know, there's a lot of factors that go with it. Whenever somebody dies due to a gun, it's a horrible situation. It's somebody's, you know, father, somebody's son, you know, mother, daughter. My posture has always been one death is way too many. And, you know, I really dream for a day where we can really get things back to some level of normalcy.
Now, how can your group, influence and do something about gun violence in the city of Albany?
Well, I got to tell you, the act of cleaning up neighborhoods, I think, helps people feel good about where they live, makes people feel that other people care about them. And I think it really helps people in their attitudes about life in general and, you know, being a good neighbor. So I think that's a big part of it, the neighborhood cleanup part. And, you know, I've been working directly with different council members. I worked with Judy Doshet from the 9th Ward with the pop-up cleanup at Woodlawn Park. I worked with Alfredo Ballarin from the 11th with the Swinburne Park. I have, you know, there's going to be other instances where areas need attention, and I'm going to be there with the cooperative ready to jump in and help out. So I think when you know, that's the tough part is the cleanliness thing. If you live in a neighborhood where, you know, the sidewalks are all cracked, the potholes are everywhere, I don't think you're going to feel good about things. And, you know, that's a problem for me. So I can't change everything, but I can certainly do my part to try to try to change things.
You know, there's been a few articles in the Times Union recently about the city of Albany and how it ranks low on a national list for economic inclusion. So we are a city that's divided in half. There's the haves and there's the have-nots. Have you addressed this issue with your group at all?
As far as economic disparities?
Yes.
I don't think we have, but we certainly have, you know, I have in other groups, especially Council of Albany Neighborhood Associations. That's always a big thing is, you know, because we represent the entire city from uptown to downtown. And yes, we have focused on that. And actually, right now, Kena is doing a three-part series focusing on environmental justice, housing justice, and public health justice. And, you know, so I think there's certainly some the economic disadvantages play into those topics.
Okay. So, you know, give your assessment on what you're doing now will impact the races in 2021.
So what I'm doing now, how is it going to impact the races in 2021?
Yes.
I mean, I think I might have answered already, but, I think I am a good person to know if you're a candidate running for office, and I'm always willing to collaborate and support those who support me and what I'm doing. So, you know, as far as how I'm going to affect races, I think if you're going to, you know, I think working with the cooperative, attending cooperative meetings next year would bolster a candidate's chances of, you know, getting to know the community, getting to let the community know where you stand on issues and how you're going to address things if and when you get elected.
Given the fact that you're only representing only a portion of the city, how are you going to expand your group so that you will have an impact on the candidates all over the city?
Well, we're focused on five of those neighborhoods, but that doesn't mean we don't do work in other neighborhoods. A couple months ago, I partnered with Community Matters. It's a local organization that has representatives from Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. And with them, there were two cleanups that I partnered with. One was in the West Hill neighborhood, near, I think it was Second Street and Manning. And that was a really great thing. And that's outside of our boundaries, but we joined forces with them and we went straight down the block and cleaned up the block and engaged with the community. And then another one was over on Elk Street, which is in, you know, Arbor Hill, Sheridan Hollow kind of area. And council member there, she was there and she helped pitch in. So, you know, we're, especially the cleanup part, we are not just staying uptown. We are being nimble and we are willing to gravitate to other areas to be good neighbors, to show, yes, our name is uptown, but our mission is Albany, all of Albany, especially with the cleanup part.
Okay, you talk about cleaning up the city.
Yes.
How is what you're doing going to, I'm going to be blunt, how is it going to eliminate poverty, make people productive citizens where they have good jobs and a stake in the community?
Well, the cleanup is just one variable. But the goal is to have all of these variables, be it, you know, the cleanups, be it helping people get access to needed services and actually really making people feel like they're important and making people feel they have value. So it's not just, you know, one variable. It's going to be the entire, you know, collective efforts of many people. And I hope others will join me. That's
okay. Have you reached out to other people?
Oh yeah, every day. I every day. Every time I send out an email to the cooperative, there are hundreds and hundreds of emails that I hit. I also usually share all of our monthly newsletters to several Facebook pages, I think about a dozen, and I also use the Nextdoor app. So I reach out via social media, via email, and in person. And in person, I love meeting people and talking with people.
You know, we live in the age of technology. If there was no such thing as the internet, no such thing as Facebook, no such thing as email, would your job be a lot harder?
Yes, absolutely. And I don't even know if it would have been doable without the technology in place. I've thought about that, and I am thanking my lucky stars that we have internet, we have Zoom. That's made it possible, because when COVID happened and, you know, back in March, everything got shut down, the first thing I thought of is, what about the neighborhood organizations I'm a part of? How are we going to meet? That's the first thing I thought about. And then Zoom popped up, and I said, great. And, you know, Zoom wasn't perfect at the beginning. There were some bugs with the software, but seems like they've worked that out. And I really think we're going to be using, you know, Zoom conferences for the next year or two, at least, instead of larger meetings, especially during the winter, because, you know, it's tougher to meet outside.
You say 2 years, that's a long time.
I'm being conservative with that estimate.
Okay, because, I mean, the epidemic reached the proportions where people were staying home back in March. So it's seven, eight months now? So,
Correct. And
so
also, don't forget, it takes time to develop, to test a vaccine, to get it, you know, through clinical trials. And once you get a vaccine,
right,
and once it passes those clinical trials, then you got to talk about production, and you got to talk about distribution, and then you got to talk about the priorities, who's going to get the vaccine first. And then you got to talk about the efficacy rate of those vaccines. I'm hearing word that it could be 70%, meaning 30% may still get sick. So they're talking about, even if you do have a vaccine, you're still going to wear a face covering for a while. So that's why I'm thinking 2 years. That's my best guess, where we're going to be doing a lot of these.
Well, so the neighborhoods that you represent, I mean, Albany is not like in past years, and neither is any other community. There's been no big celebrations. There's been no Lark Fest and Tulip Fest and music this summer. Do you think that's going to be the norm for a while?
As far as festivals being postponed and large gatherings, I do. I do know some organizations, for example, the Rap Road Historical Association, they always do their annual family homecoming. This year it was via Zoom. They did it via Zoom because of COVID. I know that my street, every year we close it down and we have a block party. That did not happen this year, but we did do was a couple of social distancing, like happy hours where we stayed apart from each other in like a big circle with other neighbors. So I think you might see start seeing a lot of that, these smaller social distancing get-togethers where people are maintaining, you know, 6 feet and being careful. But it's going to be day by day, week by week, until we get a vaccine and get it distributed to everybody.
Now, you're talking about the Rap World get-together that's in the summer, and you said it was on Zoom this year.
Yes.
And which is good, but at the same time, people don't have the opportunity to have the fried chicken and the corn on the cob as if they were there, right?
Well, yes, and for your listeners, if you ever want good Southern food, good cuisine, the Rap Road Annual Homecoming is the place to be. I mean, last year was the first time I had gone, and the barbecue, it was, and just the food was incredible. But yes, that's something that unfortunately you can't have with the Zoom conference.
I don't think maybe you could.
So yeah. It's not exactly the same.
So we have just a couple of minutes left. How do you plan on expanding your group to include other parts of the city?
Well, so, you know, the last 6 months, it's been really focusing on, you know, submitting those C-Click Fix issues. It seems like things are kind of stabilizing now with the five neighborhoods as far as getting our issues in. So what I have been doing for the last 2 years is I've been going directly to, you know, to neighborhood associations in person before COVID. But now I attend a lot of the Zoom meetings for neighborhoods. And I talk about the good things that we're doing. I give updates, and if they're willing to come on board with us, I am more than happy to welcome any neighborhood to come into our program, because back in May, our first meeting, it was only three neighborhoods. In June, we adopted two others. So we have taken other neighborhoods under our wing, which I think as time marches on, and as I keep going to neighborhood meetings, I think we're going to grow the base.
Okay, so in the final minute or two that we have left, give your contact information, Zach.
Sure. So my name is Zachary Simpson, and my phone number is 518-253-5433. And the main email address for the cooperative is uptowncooperative@gmail.com. And we also have our Facebook page, the Uptown Cooperative Facebook page, where we post the monthly newsletter, we post the meetings, and we post updates.
Thank you so much, Zach. We'll talk again. So you've been listening to Zach Simpson. I'm Cynthia Pooler. This is Focus on Albany. If you like this show, like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Thanks, Zach. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Thanks, as always, Cynthia. Thanks. Bye, everybody.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.